just felt like it was part of what was happening in the project. Like, we were changing, and our music was, and it was defining into a shape that we could all see. And so we went with a name that we felt, you know, kind of changed with us.
Right.
Well, on the phone with us from Nashville is your producer, Joshua Payne. Joshua, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you.
How did you come into contact with these two young gentlemen?
Their dad had been telling me about them for years, and I was like, okay, they're 10. And so then I met them when they were 14 and 15 years old, and Chris had written this song called Forever. And,
which is actually the first track on the album now, so it's, yeah, that's one of the longest.
Bryn's dad, that's right. That's exactly right. And I guess virtually unchanged. The lyric was unbelievable and the music was unbelievable, and I thought this was so way far ahead of anything I've ever heard from a kid, much less, you know, somebody who's wanting to be a throwback to the late 60s and 70s.
Well, I
loved it, you know, so I wanted to work with them. That was my first sort of experience with that.
What was it like? You recorded this, most of this was done on Music Row, right?
Yeah. We tracked it in Music Row. I'm sorry, but you guys interject any time here.
Oh, yeah. We recorded the first thing we laid down was the guitar part at McPherson Studios.
Yeah, for sure.
And that was just, yeah. That was
McPherson's a great place,
and,
by the way.
I mean, what it was to me, it was just one of the moments, you know, I'll never forget, you know, as a musician.
I won't either. It was just one of those times you walk in and you really just feel that you're already at home, and we got to lay down all those awesome tracks, and it was a really cool experience with the people we were with. So
yeah, it was awesome.
Now, you guys are younger, so, I mean, does your age pose any problems for you guys, any challenges? Because you say you went and recorded this.
Yeah,
I mean,
we were in junior. Brennan was in junior high whenever we started this, and so we worked around high school and junior high schedules throughout this.
And I mean, we're still doing that, of course.
We still are.
I mean, it's obviously, as you know, our age as far as that goes. You know, some people, it's hard for them to, you know, take us seriously at first.
Yeah,
and that's what's so great is when you know they hear our music and. And we kind of get to hear what their take on it is, and it's
kind of tough in like a culture that we have right now, which is such a like pop based culture, that to throw like music in there that has meaning and soul and passion behind it, and like have people take you seriously for it,
especially
when you're our age, and they're like, you know, what do you know about anything? And I'm like, well, this is what I have, so you can take it or leave it, you know.
Yeah.
How'd you select the songs? Was this something that the three of you did together?
We wrote around 33 songs originally.
I think it was 33 we ended up counting.
Yeah, together. And we, all three of us. And,
yeah.
And we kind of picked these 10 and
dwindled it down eventually to the ones that we thought was going exactly for the sound that we were aiming for.
Yeah, and you know, just the ones that we played like the most, you know, Josh, he gave us a day where we rough cut the songs and we went and listened to them for about an hour.
And some of this was over like Christmas break and stuff. That's the funniest thing to me. I have these memories of like the day before Christmas Eve, sitting there and writing songs with Josh and Brennan.
Yeah.
And just having a fantastic time and it being really cool because we would have these magic moments. And then I'm like, okay, I gotta go have dinner with my family tomorrow. So we'll have to take a break for like 4 hours and then come back like Christmas morning or something.
But anyway, on those days when, you know, we went and listened to these songs, we just couldn't take anything away from them. We knew that they were the ones, you know, and it was kind of this, you know, triumph. We all, you know, we were hugging each other and we were just, you know, grinning from ear to ear. It was one of those things where, you know, you finally realize what you've been working on is exactly what you want.
So when you're in the studio, you were 16?
We started off, I think whenever we started off.
I would have been 15.
Yeah, he was 15 recording. And I was 16, so.
Josh, had you worked with someone in the studio before that was 15 or 16?
Yeah, but not like this.
It sounds to me what I don't want to put words in your mouth, Josh, but it sounds to me like you think these two guys bring a maturity beyond their years into the studio.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely something that's way beyond their years. You know, you'll hear that said 1,000 times probably about these guys, and then all of a sudden, when they're my age, they'll still be writing music well beyond their years. And I think it's because they tapped into something that's very, very, very eternal. And they're real channels. These guys, these boys are channels for something bigger than them. They realize it. They know it. They've tapped into it. And with the gift, I mean, ultimately, that's what it is.
One of the great things, you know, that we can really say, you know, now that our album is, you know, is pressed and it's finished, is, you know, if we thought we were mature when we started this project, you know, that would be, like, compared to now, you know, what Josh has done with us, you know, Josh, when we recorded the vocals in his, we actually recorded them in his house.
He's got this awesome room in his house, and it's just right in the heart of his house. Mm-hmm. And then we, and the three of us ended up in there, basically living in there for a few weeks.
Well, and I mean, you know, that time, Josh taught me so many things outside of the recording that, you know, that really just changed who I am. And, you know, I've never really told him that. It's, you know, but it's, you know, this has definitely changed the way I see things. Yeah. This whole process.
It's definitely a life changing thing. So.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know you guys know this, but there aren't many people before their 20th birthday who recorded Music Grow. I mean, so that in itself is an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
I mean, right?
Yeah. Super thing. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Some days I wake up and I'm like, well, I've got an album on iTunes now, I guess.
You're on iTunes.
That's kind of cool, yeah.
So I'll ask all three of you, what now? I know when I was your age, well, they didn't have CDs, but when I was your age, music would come out and it would be marketed, and there was probably one way to get it, and you'd try to get it on the radio. What is it now? Because now it is on iTunes, and you've got these singles that are on iTunes and CD Baby.
Well, I mean, it's obviously it's a lot different. I mean,
that's the question, isn't it? You can figure that one out. Good luck. So.
Well, I think that it, you know, it's a lot easier to, you know, be able to independently put music out today than it was. I mean, you know, you can record it yourself, and you know, you can work on it on your own. You don't have to. You can basically, you know, take shortcuts through, you know, what used to have to be done to make an album. And, you know, it's...
And I think that's one of the things that has really changed the way that our culture looks at certain types of music, because of, like, house and electronic music that were built off of computers, which have become a huge part of music. And that's a great thing. I mean, it's a magnificent tool that we've been able to use. But also, it's amazing to take real instruments and be able to sit down and take one guitar and two voices and make music. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That some other types of music just might not be able to recreate without chords and wires. So,
have you guys given any thought to what's next? I mean, we talked about your age earlier. One of you is older than the other, so you will graduate before the other.
It's true. I actually just turned 18, so I am a senior now.
You are a senior, yeah. So done in May?
Weeks away, right?
Yeah, I've got like 35 days of school.
Uh-huh. Not that anyone's counting.
I'm not counting, but you know,
right.
That's not counting weekends, though. So.
Of course. Okay.
And then we have spring break, so
yeah. But,
we'll survive.
I mean, in terms of the group, I mean, you know, hopefully we'll just expand, you know, simply put, you know. That's all we want. We want people to hear it, you know?
I mean, I hope a record producer hears us right now, and we're on the way to L.A. tomorrow. That's what the idea is.
That's
the
dream.
And then we can take over the world in like a week, so.
There you go. It's been known to happen. No.
You seem very calm for people who have a CD and songs on iTunes. I can't get over that. Like it's, you know, you wake up in the morning and...
I mean, I wake up in the morning and I still put on pants and go to first hour choir and, you know, I mean, I'm not any different from anyone else. I just put my emotions on a disc.
Well, you have your guitar here in the studio.
I do.
When you were here previously, you sang Sleepless. Would you like to perform something for us?
Yeah, we can do that for sure.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I guess we'll just get going then.
Okay. And the song's Forever. This is the first one on our album, actually.
Empty faces carved into my mind, like all withered oak trees. Left behind. In my memories between you and me, find our names forever in that tree of faint nostalgia. Of the stones, ones we used to stack in rows, we knew that we were growing old, like people drift from each other. Do you remember when our hearts beat as one, when only love made us run? Us alone, the feeling I used to know. Are we drifting apart again, breaking all frail hearts again? Can this be the start again? As we fall apart again, do you remember when our hearts beat as one, when only love made us run? All we feared was us alone, the feeling at the tree, the sweetest of my memories. Storms have come and seasons have changed, and I